Federal mine investigators say a Northwest miner died by electrocution because the company that employed him failed to have proper safety procedures in place. The tragedy happened at a gravel pit last September near Pullman, Washington. As Jessica Robinson reports, most Northwest mine accidents happen above ground.
38-year-old James Hussey worked for Diatley Crushing, based in Lewiston, Idaho. According to the new federal report, Hussey died when he tried to fix some wiring that no one realized was still connected to the power source. Nationwide, most fatal mine accidents are in coal mines. But in Washington, Oregon, and Idaho, the vast majority of mining is like the Diatley operation, sand, gravel, and stone extraction. And aside from several recent tragedies in Idaho's underground silver mines, these surface quarries are where most Northwest mine deaths occur, 11 over the last decade. According to fatality records kept by the Mine Safety and Health Administration, Northwest miners are most often killed by malfunctioning machinery, falling material, and, like James Hussey, electrical shocks. Diatley Crushing issued a statement saying it remains committed to safety. Contrary to the federal findings, the Idaho company says all of its employees, including Hussey, were properly trained. I'm Jessica Robinson, reporting.